reading to you from the 13th chapter of the book of John, and with the 34th verse. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you may also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic. I gave my heart to Christ over 51 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. Then 1 year later, God called me to preach. Friends, I tell you, this last 51 years has been exciting. And I want you to know, a lot of people say, well, you know, God just takes special care of his preachers. Come on, God is no respecter of persons. I've had as much illness, financial problems, physical problems, as practically anyone. And yet I wouldn't trade any of it for one day with a walk with Jesus. Well, friends, listen, I'll be with you for a half hour tonight. Won't you just sit back and kick off your slippers and relax? Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to a very familiar passage of Scripture, the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John. Let's begin reading with the first verse. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Well, friends, I've labeled this a text for tough times. And listen, friends, believe me, tough times comes to all. Every one of us have tough times. We all go through things we never thought we could or would. And many people go through things they don't think they could. Well, this is a text of which the troubled flee. I guess the most familiar set of verses in the New Testament. It's a text for drying tears and giving strength to go on. I do remember at my sister's funeral, at my mom's funeral, and my dad's funeral, this text was used, let not your heart be troubled. I wasn't born again. I wasn't a child of the King. And my heart was so troubled, I did not think I could bear to go on after my mom died. And I remember going to high school, and I remember I just wanted to die. I wanted to skip school, and I had nothing to live for. But two wonderful girls in our class, I'll never forget them as long as I live, Mercedes Foley and Mary Zanheiser. They took me under their wing, they sure did, and they encouraged me, and they helped me. And I'll tell you one thing, friends, people don't realize when you help someone during troubled times what a blessing you can be. Well, a text to which we can always flee when we're troubled, and I guess it's the most familiar set of verses in the whole New Testament. Well, what makes this text so helpful? Well, let's read verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Well, friends, maybe some of you tonight have a troubled heart. Yes, you might have a troubled heart tonight. I don't know. I don't know what you're going through. But I can tell you this right now. God doesn't lie. And he said, don't let your heart be troubled. And I know that's true. The world is full of trouble tonight. And I read in John 16:33, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulations, but take courage. I have overcome the world. What a wonderful promise. Did you know when he came forth out of that tomb, the Bible said he arose. Did you know that was the greatest thing that ever happened after Jesus died? Because he conquered death, he conquered hell, and from now on, for those who trust him, those who accept Jesus, will have comforted hearts from now through all eternity. Well, you know yourself, sickness and pain comes to all of us. And death visits our family and awaits each of us in Hebrews 9:27. Inasmuch as it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes the judgment. Our Lord wants to comfort those who are going through trouble. Now you say, Cecil, look, wait a minute. There's millions of Christians in the world tonight. Many of them have broken hearts, broken homes. Their children are out living in sin. And I've got asthma and I can't breathe and this and that. You mean God cares for me? Oh, beloved, truly he cares for you. And he, you know what the problem is? We're so smart aleck, we don't want to tell him about our troubles. He wants us to talk to him, not daily, every day. Before you get your feet on the floor, after you wake in the morning, you should thank him for the good night's rest. You should thank him for having a roof over your head. Did you know, dear friends, I'm sitting in my studio right now, and did you know there's 6-foot snow drifts outside of my... We're snowed in. My wife and I are snowed in. My daughter lives out in Elizabeth. They're snowed in. My son lives in Elizabeth. He's snowed in. My other son lives in Parker. He's snowed in. Oh, my stars in the morning. But you know what? It's warm inside. Why? Because Jesus said, I'll be with you. Every day, in every way, he said, I'll comfort you. I'll love you. I'll protect you. You say, well, I don't know, Cecil. We've sure had a lot of problems. Well, haven't we all? Our Lord wants to comfort those who are going through trouble. He said in Isaiah 41, comfort, oh comfort my people, says your God. He wants to comfort us. Now, he is the God of all comfort, and I read in 2 Corinthians 1, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in our afflictions, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we are ourselves comforted by God. Listen, friends, you know why we go through some problems and trials? So that we might be a comfort to other people. That's right. Now, I have lost my mom, my dad, my 2 sisters, my 2 brothers. I'm the last of the Cliff Mole family. And many times I'll be sitting there and think, I ought to give my brother a call and see how things are going, or I ought to give my sister a call. Well, they're not here. Oh, but they're in a much better place than we are. They're in heaven. And did you know, dear friends, this is hard for me to understand, but it really happened. When I was 9 years old, Billy Sunday, that great evangelist, came to Odell, Oregon, a little bitty town 24 miles from the foot of Mount Hood, and he preached in the Grange Hall. The place was packed. They had microphones and speakers out on the street. And my mom and my dad and my sister and my two brothers and I sat in about the sixth row from the front. And Billy Sunday came out, and I will never forget that message as long as I live. Did you know that my two brothers and my sister and I was all converted to Christ years after that message? What a powerful message that was. He talked about the resurrection. He talked about being born again. And from that day forth on, beloved, I really wanted to be a Christian. Didn't know how, but I wanted to be. Now, my sister used to go to Sunday school and church every Sunday, and I'd go with her. And while my sister was in church and Sunday school, I was down at the creek fishing. That's a terrible thing, but that's, well, I don't know if I'd have hurt much there anyway. But anyway, that's not the point. You see, our troubles have not taken God by surprise. You consider the disciples in the storm on the Sea of Galilee. Did you know what? Jesus was asleep. He was tired of been preaching all day. See, he was human, but he was yet divine. And he fell asleep. And a huge, huge storm came up. And these men were very experienced seamen. They knew how to run that boat in that sea, but they got frightened. It looked like their boat was going to be swamped. And so they woke up the Lord, and they said, "Lord, don't you know we're going to perish?" And Jesus said, "Peace, be still." Do you know that's exactly what he said? Peace, be still. And what happened? The storm subsided immediately. See, he has control over the weather. I recall, and I've told you before, when I was in the North China Sea, the worst typhoon that they'd ever experienced, Admiral Bull Halsey and his Fifth Fleet was with us. In fact, Bull Halsey almost got demoted because he took his ships into that storm. Two big tin cans were destroyed that night. Do you realize that the waves came down the stacks of those destroyers and they capsized and they all drowned? Oh, my friends, Dale, you talk about praying, and I was as lost could be. I didn't know Jesus. I knew about him, but I didn't know him. And I'm praying, oh, God, please get us through the storm. We had a man up in the crow's nest. He was there for 3 days and three nights without water, without food. The ship was rolling so much he could not come down the ladder to get into the side of the ship. And you know what? Our ship was not built to take the waves that we took. 100-foot waves and 105-knot winds. Well, I don't know if my praying helped, but I do know this. The storm stopped and we got out of there alive. But disciples, my stars, they were scared too. But he just said, "Peace be still," and that's all he had to say. There is a call to faith here again. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. And it tells us in, where is it? Oh, my stars in the morning. Mark 9:23, and Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible to him who believes." What is your problem tonight? You say, "Cecil, oh, I wished I could sit down and tell you all my problems." Well, telling me your problems won't help you, but you tell him your problems, and it certainly will help. Believe also in me, he says, and that's what we're supposed to do. Well, believe that Jesus loves you. How do I know Jesus loves you? Well, that old familiar scripture, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Did you know that? Now, he does love you. He wants to save you. He came to redeem you at the cross. believe in him and be sure of heaven. Don't think, I think I'm going to heaven. Well, I'm not quite sure. Listen, if you're not sure, you're not. This Bible says this is written that you may know that you have passed from death unto life. Unto life. John 5:13. 1 John 5:13. Read it. Now, there's a question here in verse 5. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Well, Thomas liked what he heard, but he did not understand. Did Nicodemus understand? No. Nicodemus was as religious as a man could be. He wasn't no drunkard. He was rich. He was a member of the Sanhedrin court. And still, he didn't understand how to get to heaven. But Jesus said, Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. So, if you've not been born again, then you're not going to heaven, unless you change that. You can change it tonight. You say, Cecil, look, I've gone to church all my life. I pray, I read my Bible, I've been to Sunday school, and you mean to tell me that's not enough? No, unless you've been born again. And then, and also in 2 Ephesians 5:8-9, it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So if you could walk up to Jesus today and say, well, I'm going into heaven because I've been a good boy or a good woman, ain't going to happen, friend. Unless you've been born again, you will not go to heaven. You say, well, where will I go? You go to hell. Now, I hate to say that, but it's a true fact. It's what the Bible said. Now, Jesus doesn't want you to go to hell. Listen, he doesn't want you to go to hell. Why do you think he warned you so many times? And this is a question. How could I know the way? Thomas liked what he heard, but he didn't understand. He wanted to go to heaven, but he didn't know how to get there. He wanted to find the formula for eternal life. You may have the same question as Thomas. There is an answer here in verse 6. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. Listen, friends, he didn't say a blessed thing about good works. He didn't say a blessed thing about joining the Baptist Church, Presbyterian, Catholic, Muslim. Didn't say anything about that. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is not the one who shows the way, but the one who is the way. There's no other way. He said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus will meet you where you're at tonight. Faith in Christ will take you where he is. You say, Cecil, oh, I am so troubled. Come to Jesus with it. Don't be afraid. You know, once you're born again, he said, we can come boldly before the throne of grace. You can talk to him. You don't have to say thee, thou, and thus. Talk to him just like you talk to me on the phone. Just talk to him. Reverence him. Love him. Obey him. And trust his son, and you can have eternal life. You say, well, Cecil, I'll tell you what, I'm about halfway convinced that I need to accept Jesus. Well, let's don't be halfway convinced. Let's be convinced. If God's Holy Spirit is tugging at your heart right now, and he is if you're lost, and he stands with outstretched arms and says, come unto me, all you who labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I'll give you peace. You ready to pray that most important prayer of your life? And here's how it goes. Precious Lord, I ask that you forgive my many sins. Lord Jesus, come into my heart tonight and save me for Jesus' sake. Amen. Beloved, if you prayed that prayer, you get on the phone and you call 303-471-8534. I will not use your name on the air. I will not embarrass you. I will not sit down and write and ask you for any money. Dear friends, I don't care where you go to church. I am concerned where you spend eternity. Won't you give me a call? 303-471-8534. Well, friends, for the past half hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. Oh, dear friends, from my house to your house, from my heart to your heart, I wish you a happy new year, a prosperous new year. I pray that you'll be a soul winner for Jesus, that you'll be a witness, help other people, love other people. That's what Jesus likes. Did you know, he said, when we give unto the poor, we lendeth unto the Lord. Oh, that's a wonderful scripture. I've tried to live by that these past 51 years, and it does work. Well, I hope and pray the snow will be gone by the first of the year so we can go to prison. So until this time next Sunday night, I want you to be good to your neighbors. Stay sweet. Keep looking up for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.